If I see war, it is there. If I see peace, it is there. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. If I see war, it is there. If I see peace, it is there. Peace or war are the creation of my mind and my heart. If I see two people fighting, and I think they're angry with each other, they're angry with each other. If I see two people fighting, and I say, this is a bout, it's a wrestling match or a fighting match, they shouldn't be angry at each other. They're merely using their skills at fighting to fight with each other. And you wouldn't say that's a war. It's a war between John and John, you know. They're proving who's the best fighter. Well, that's a war that is not really a war. That's just a contest, just a challenge. Now, perhaps the appearances of wars in the world are just challenges. And truly, that's what they are. They're challenges of how well do the children get along. You take country X and country Y, and they're at each other's throat. They hate each other. they don't really hate each other. One country wants to claim the other's land, and the other country objects. It's my toys. You can't take it away from me, you know. This is my government. This is my land, you know. And don't you dare try to take it away. And now, if we look at it just as a game, and if the parents would get after these children and say, now, just a minute, that's not a nice way to behave to your neighbor. It's not nice to take your friend's toys. It's not nice to take your friend's land or country. You can't just walk in and take your friend's house. That's not acceptable. That's not acceptable. You can't go to the neighbor and say, well, neighbor, move out. I'm moving in. I'm taking your house. Well, just a minute. I own this house. I paid for it. This is my house. What gives you the right to do it? I got a gun. Well, big deal. Shoot me then. So he shoots him. And then the rest of the city is up in arms. They say it's terrible. They have done that. Well, no. What do? They take the offender and put him in jail to stop him from doing such nonsensical things, you know. Now, it's true he killed somebody, but the thing is, it's not war. It's just one man who had a bad attitude about what he felt he could do. Now, when one country looks at another country and feels that they want to take advantage of the other country, and they want to go in with their gun and say, I want that country, the United Nations, or some organization of that nature, but it's got to have teeth, the United Nations should come in and say, naughty, naughty, you can't do that. But we're a big country. No, 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 no. All of the rest of the world does not accept that type of behavior. No, no, you can't do that. And if the United Nations were strong enough to go in and say, no, you do not fight between each other. If you want to go to a negotiation table and you want to talk back and forth and you want to come to terms and you agree to give your land to the other, then that's another thing. But not with weapons. Not, well, of course, weapons are words and things like that too. But you cannot go in there and just walk right over the other people because you've got more guns or more power or more whatever. You know, you can't do that, bigger army. So, you see, the world likes war because war is a game. War is a challenge. And, well, how are they doing today? Well, so many points for this side and so many points lost for that side. Well, that's interesting. I wonder how it's going to come out in the end, you know. And what a terrible way of looking at these things. But, of course, it's the way we are taught to look at things as a game. We're taught to look at things as just sort of fun, you know. And perhaps we should do like children do. When children play games, they play games. Now, John, you're dead. I shot you. Arnold, you're dead. You know, Paul, you're dead. Lay down. Lay down, you're dead. You know. And when the war is over, then get up again. You know. And so that's the way they probably should learn how to play. Now, I think wars, if they need to have wars at all, could be fought in the movies. You can have a movie. And this side against that side. And the bullets aren't real. And the people don't get shot. They pretend they're dead, you know. They pretend we have the blood on them and things like that, you know. But they're not really dead. When the movie is over, they get up and go to their homes. Or when the day is over and the scene's shooting is over, they go home to their family. And, well, dear, how was your day? Well, I got shot. I'm dead. I'm out of the movie for the rest of the movie. Well, that was kind of a short time. Yeah, well, some people had to get shot early in the movie and some later in the movie, you know. And, well, dear, do they just have you for this one role of being shot in the beginning? Oh, no, no, no. I play other areas of the movie later. I'm a shopkeeper and I'm a this and I'm a that. Oh, that's wonderful. But how did it feel to die? Oh, silly. You just laid there and had people walk around you as though you weren't even there. It's kind of an interesting experience. But you see, these are all games. And we teach these games in our television. We teach these games. And what we do is we first teach children that you can shoot each other. Boom, boom, you're dead. And it's not really dead. And so when we teach this to our children, we are teaching our children that the game of war is okay because it doesn't hurt anybody. Because after the war, everybody gets up, takes their toys, and goes home, you know? And that real life isn't quite like that. Real life, when you shoot somebody with a gun, they're usually dead. And then you have to bury them. And their families are not very happy about that and stuff like that. So, you see, these are the false impressions that we teach to our children. And these are the false things that we teach them. Well, they got to learn the macho-ness of life and the macho-ness. No, they don't. What they want to do is to learn the love. What if every child was trained in diplomacy? Wouldn't that be interesting? Mm-hmm. What if every child were trained in being a lover, you know, and how to, without sex, how to love each other, how to get along with each other, how to delight in each other's presence, and how to feel wonderful in each other's presence. You see, if I see a war, it is there. If I see peace, it is there. Now, this is the way the world is. All we have to do is create a different image, a different vision, a different vision of what reality is. Now, perhaps, and I don't mean that, definitely, on some other dimensions, they play the games of life. And their game of life is, who can be the most outrageously loving being in their world? Who can just be so loving and so unconditionally loving and so fabulously loving 99 and 99 100% of the time, and maybe even 100% of the time? Totally love, without having any feelings of aggression, there'd be no tension. See, there'd be no frustration. There'd be none of those things that the doctors are getting big bills for these days, you know. And there'd be no illness, because our body would be in harmony. We would love our body. We would love who we are. And we would find all the world to be quite a marvelous world. And of course, for all the world to be a marvelous world, we have to be pretty marvelous people. Now, are you ready to put that into motion in your life? I went to visit my sister, and we had three boys and a girl who were living on campus at the time. And we went to my sister's house, and her son was, and my son was, no, it was another time. Anyhow, the first time I went to visit my sister, my son was the same age as her son. And so he is not used to war. He's not used to war games and stuff. He's not, I'm not aware of them. But he had his friend, and his friend came along And we visited with Trev. And I said to my sister, my niece, I said, what other movies do you have other than these war movies, you know, these violent movies? And she says, oh, we got a few nice ones, you know. And I said, well, would you mind playing those for the kids? Because I don't want the kids to get involved in the other. And then they had guns. And I said, would you mind putting your guns away in the closet and bring out your skateboard? The skateboard is more dangerous than the guns are. And that probably is true. But they had fun on the skateboard. And they got a few scuffed knees, but they had a lot of fun, and they did a lot of good learning with it. And then another time I went there, and I had these three kids, four kids. Yeah. And they were also playing with guns and playing with things like that. And I said, no, bring out your other toys. Okay, so I brought out other toys. And then I said no to the movies they were watching, and then they watched the others. Now, you see, they probably thought of me as a prude, you know, as someone who was stuck on only goody-goody stuff, you know. And, hey, that's not bad, is it? You know, maybe the whole world should be stuck on goody-goody stuff. And the kids have just as much fun with the goody-goody stuff as they do with the baddie-baddie stuff. The only trouble with the baddie-baddie stuff is when they're fooling around with shooting and so forth, then they're exacerbating building up the consciousness of a feeling of war, a feeling of guns, a feeling of things like that. And children should never have access to any of those things. As you lock them up in your house, because real guns can kill, so they should never have play guns. They should never have toys or weapons or things that create in them the approval of war. And now that's just my opinion, and I'm just one voice in the world of 8 billion people. And you too, Rex? Rex, see, Rex agrees with me. I mean, I'm training my dog right. My boy's right, right? Right, Rex? Yes, you're doing just fine. So that's up to you guys now. What do you want to do? Do you want to see the world at peace, or do you want to see the world having conflicts? Whatever is your choice. If you want to see the world at peace, then start chasing your tail like Rex. Right, Rex? And start having a good time enjoying your own company and liking who you are. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.